I have a pleasure of having Dr. Suraj and Dr. Nargis in my studio, and they are both participating into the science comedy. Suraj, can you let us know what is this science comedy and how these serious topics are going to be presented in a comedy way?
Well, the Sydney Comedy School has this brilliant idea of performing at the Sydney Fringe Festival, which is coming up next month. So anyone interested, please come along to our shows. I think the idea here is to talk about science in an entertaining way, in a way that can reach a broad audience. So if you're a researcher who's interested, go to the Sydney Comedy School website. And if you're someone in the community, please come and hear all the scientists talk about things like dementia or cancer or, you know, astronomy. There's lots of different topics.
And Dr. Nargis, you are also one of the participants into the science comedy. How many participants are there, and why you been selected?
So there are altogether 30 participants, and this whole thing would happen in September. So Sydney Fringe Festival is the annual festival that happens in Sydney every year, and this time this science comedy is a part of a Sydney comedy school. So every week, 10 of us are performing in September in two sessions. Each session would have 5 participants. So if any of you guys are interested in this science comedy, it's happening in Newtown. You just can't go online, search Sydney Fringe Festival, and there would be a link to get the tickets for whatever day you want. And you will also find out what participants are performing on what days.
The name is creating a lot of curiosity. Science comedy, serious topics like dementia, like cancers, will be presented in a comedy or lighter way. Can you give a sample to our audiences how you will tell about dementia, which you are researching on, in a very lighter way in science comedy?
Myself a lot and make fun of myself here. No one will ever notice because I have such a bad memory. And I talk about, you know, following the example of our community, trying to eat healthy by following the food triangle, which is the samosa. And yeah, if you're interested in coming along, hearing about dementia and other people as well, I'll be on the 14th of September at 8 p.m. at the bank in Newtown.
And Nargis, did you experience a defining moment which led you to this field of research, cancer?
There are a few of my family members who have experienced cancer in their life. And also, I've seen people, just because of the lack of awareness, they kind of contact their general physicians a bit later. And also, there are lots of advancements that are happening in this medical biotechnology field, which was kind of intrigued me, and therefore I went into this field. The way I'll present it in comedy is, just letting you all of know that this stand-up comedy also would have a PowerPoint behind. So it would be like a visual, you can see visuals as well. And those visuals would make it more funny. So for example, I started my comedy with showing images of Stranger Things or the scientists that you see in different movies, and you'd be like, all right, if you guys are thinking these are how we scientists are, who would become millionaire in the future, okay, let me show you how the real scientists are. And then I'll show them how the real scientists are working, like literally into the lab, just pipetting and all that stuff. And then there are some of the examples of how the treatments are different from the ongoing treatments and how it's beneficial for the general public.
Thank you for inviting us. Great to talk to you. Anybody interested in dementia research, please follow us on the Center for Healthy Brain Aging at UNSW.
And if you guys are also interested in even presenting in the Sydney Comedy School, you can just fill the expression of interest online.